This is Swollen Shaman Flavio with HealerShaman.com, and today I'm going to talk a little bit about Healer Shaman dealing with pain. And that's all right, you probably did hear correctly at the beginning that I said swollen, because if I don't sound completely normal, half my face is a little swollen right now. This past week I had a wisdom tooth extraction. And trust me, guys, well, a lot of you guys have told me you've gone through this and it is no fun. And yep, it isn't, especially once you're past 40, because I think the bone's a little more settled. And well, it was, I think, after the procedure, the nurses were telling me that, yeah, mine was a little bit harder, and the doctor had to work a little more to pull my wisdom tooth out. So I want to tell you the process that I went through and how I dealt with it. First, I like to say that apparently shamanism doesn't have a system to fix dental work. And I guess I should have figured this out much earlier, since a lot of the pictures and a lot of the, well, actually none of the shamans I've met in the Sierra or the Puna of Peru and the Andes have lacked teeth. But you have seen the pictures probably of the shamans in the jungle area. They usually don't have too many teeth. And I have seen in the little towns, usually the elderly people, in the towns that I stayed a couple of times to do my initiations and to learn, I have seen that they are missing teeth. So I never paid too much attention to it. Might have been the bias that I had, where this, I guess, is what I've always seen since I've been growing up. But I guess if it wasn't for modern medicine, I would have gone through a similar ordeal. Anyway, I wanted to relate to you how I dealt with it and what the tradition prepared me when dealing with a situation like this. And you can transpose this into something like a condition that you're having, or an operation that's going to be coming up, or a recurring pain that you have. So one of the first things that I like to share with you is that the process to me as a shaman, since I see things as energy in this world, I don't relate them very objectively. Once you've been doing this for a couple of years, you see your external world, but first through its influence energetically. And to me, it almost felt mostly like a storm. You know, it was almost like the forecast man was telling me that this was coming, and that it was going to be a storm, and it was going to be wet, and there may be lots of thunder, and it might be loud and scary and intense, and it would last a certain amount of time, and then it would pass. Pretty much, the dentist told me that I had that wisdom tooth. It was not healthy for my other healthy teeth, and that it would have to be extracted. And then it was a process, and I knew this process was going to be somewhat intense. And then afterwards, it would be uncomfortable, and then it would pass. So from the get-go, I started seeing it that way. Now, since I had the opportunity to foresee this coming, it was a great set of conditions for me to set up a sort of offering process. So I used the fear that I was feeling, the anxiety. And when I was there, and oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you guys this. Nowadays, most of the times when you do one of these procedures, which is called oral surgery, you're sedated. But in this condition, in this situation, I wasn't able to be sedated because of time constraint. I'm going to be leaving for Europe very soon, and so I don't have time to wait until the appointment for sedation. So I had to just do it local. So they just put the anesthesia local, and I was conscious in all the process. And I had a doctor and two nurses, one of them pulling my tongue in one direction, the other one sucking the, I guess it was the blood with some machine. I couldn't see very well. And then the doctor, of course, drilling and breaking and pulling and doing whatever he needed to do in there. So, because the situation, I was conscious. While the intensity of the process was going on, I was using that intensity, which if you've read my articles or heard my audios before, when we go through any sort of physical intensity, our aura gets really bright. And it, as it expands and becomes really bright, it creates little holes. It's almost like you have a very close-knit net around you. And then as it expands, those little holes in the net become a little bigger. And in any of these processes, usually in trauma or situations that you're not very conscious of what's going on, anything can come in through those little holes. And that's what we shamans call attachments, which are pretty much little pieces of energy that don't belong within your aura. Nothing drastic, although, of course, it could be thoughts, it could be emotions, it could be memories. It might not even be your memories. It could be the version of someone else's memories. It could be conditions. It could be things that just basically are not aligned with your energetic balance. But in the case of a shaman, since especially with the benefit of me knowing that this was coming, I was able to program myself and understand that when my aura would expand, when I'm going through in the middle of this very intense process, I can call in and allow certain energies to come in to my energetic body to change my vibration. So I'm getting ahead of myself. What did I do? When I knew that this procedure had to be done, I started to send the message to my wisdom tooth, the one that would be pulled out, that of gratefulness. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for having shared all this time with me. Thank you. But now it's time that we depart. And I am very grateful to you, and I am releasing you. And I'm not just releasing you emotionally and energetically, but I'm also releasing my gum, you know, kind of untightening that connection we have. And please be easy on me. Good luck on going back to the elements, to Mother Earth. And I hope that you go smoothly. So that's one way that I started getting prepared for this procedure. When the procedure was going on, and I'll explain a little bit how it works. They put anesthesia, then they didn't really tell me, but I think they drill into the wisdom tooth, and then they kind of pry it until it breaks, so that they pull out the little pieces little by little. It's not, I thought that they were going to pull the whole thing, which would have been awesome for me as a shaman, because I would have done a ritual with the actual tooth. But ironically, they don't give you the tooth either. So when the process was going on, I was thinking that in my mind. I was releasing it. I was being lovingly grateful to it. After when also and I'm staying, I apologize if I stay quiet, but I'm not 100% myself right now, and I do this anyway in recordings. But the other thing that was going on through my mind is I did do a little prayer, and I tried doing that while I was being yanked here and there, and you know, people were adjusting the light in my face, and part of my cheek was being pulled, you know, towards the side. I tried. I'm not sure if I managed to do the whole thing, because there was a whole thing, a whole bunch of things going on in my mind. But the other thing that was going on was the process of self-initiation that I chose to do while this intense procedure was going on. Now, let me jump back, get ahead. Let me fast forward to after the process was done. I was dazed, and I was drained. I was really drained. It was all that anxiety and all that tension. I sat in my car for like 40 minutes because I drove myself there, and then I came back home, and I just laid down in bed and passed out for a few hours. Over there at the doctor's office, they gave me a pill because they said the anesthesia would go away and it would hurt very much. Oh, and then I also went through by the pharmacy and I picked up some pain medicine. Now, they gave me 15 pills, of some very strong, I think it was Motrin, but I only took one, and I haven't taken any more in the past 2 days. And I don't think I will. And I want to explain that process with you. The reason I took the first one at the doctor's office was because I was conscious of what had just happened. And I understood, although I didn't feel too much pain, I did feel the yanking and the pressure and the effort that my body was going through. And so I did understand that that would probably hurt very much in a couple of hours. So I also, my mouth kept bleeding for a few hours after I left the doctor's office. So I figured it would be safe, and I just wanted to come back home and just be calm for a little while, be able to rest. When I woke up here at home, I felt a little pressure. I didn't feel too much pain. It started throbbing a little, and then I took the second pill. But after that, because of the healing work that I do, and because of the energy that I had intently directed towards that part of my body, I kind of stopped with the pills. My decision was to see how my body would react. Why? Because I really wanted to hear or listen to what my body was going to tell me. See, your actual body, your physical organism that Mother Nature has lent us, because everything we are physically will go back to Mother Earth in one way or another. It can't talk like you and I are talking. I mean, it helps us talk, but it is the mental side of us that are communicating right now. But your body communicates through sensations, pains, feelings of pleasure, discomforts, and etc. Signs with digestion or your cycles. But that's how it communicates. There's a specific type of language. And so I wanted my body to communicate with me. I wanted to let it talk. I wanted to be, how can I say? I wanted communion between us. I wanted it to feel also my willingness to listen to it. Because if your body is hurting, and you're taking a pill to numb that pain, maybe your mental consciousness is not going to feel that pain. But that does not mean that your body is not going through something traumatic. It just means you're numbing it down. So you kind of want to share that with it. You want to share that energy, that situation, especially if it has released something that belonged to it, in this case a tooth, or it has and or you've used this process to commune to create a communion with other energies, and to in a very minimal case self-initiate yourself through this pain and this process. So that this is why I didn't take any pain medicine. I observed, and this is something I want to talk to you guys about. When you do this kind of work, when you focus your intent and your consciousness on this type of lifestyle, on this philosophy, this tradition, you become very observant. It's not so much about immediate action. It's more about calming the mind and just observing the flow of energy. So in this particular case, I wanted to observe. Now, I'm always observing my emotions, the flows of energies, my sensations, my bodily functions, and my relationships with people and the environment and myself. But in this particular case, I was laying down in bed. I think I woke up at might have been like 1 a.m. And I just laid there, and I focused most of my consciousness and attention and observation to my left cheek, where the pain was at. I just focused, and I wanted to see what was going on. Was it throbbing? What was it? Could I hear or feel my heartbeat? Was there intense pain? What kind of pain it was? Was there a bleeding? Was there a headache? Was my breathing normal? Was my saliva normal? Was my mouth dry? Did my eyes feel well, especially the one above the area? Did my neck, my muscles feel well? My shoulders? How did I feel? I just laid there as soon as I woke up and observed. How was my psyche? Was I calm? Did I have any dreams? What did I think about? But in that particular moment, it was all quiet and almost paying a lot of attention to any little sign that my body may have been giving me at that time. Ironically, I felt really, really well. I kind of moved my tongue around inside my mouth and didn't really want to touch it, the area. And I kind of poked a little with my hand, and it hurt. And I noticed that it hurt much more all around my jaw and teeth, upper and lower, than just where the area had been worked on. These are all forms of communication. Now, I may have not shared that in shamanism we believe we have a few bodies, but each body has a function. Physical body, its function is to help you navigate through the material world. Mental body, its function is to help you be conscious of this world while you learn what you need to learn here on Earth. There's other parts of you, like your emotional body, your soul, your spirit, your aura, other parts of you. And they're not always communicating with each other, especially in the modern times. We don't communicate very much with each body. They're not always in agreement. And each of them communicates in different ways. But when you stop and you listen and you pay attention, it's almost like both, all your bodies are in communion. It's almost like a little meeting for everybody, a loving meeting for everybody to just be there like a family. So this is what was going on. Stood up, drank a little water, wasn't too thirsty. That was part of my observation too. Why am I not thirsty? Went to the bathroom, number one, went to see color, quantity, up to a certain degree smell. What was going on? It was anything different? Then I think I ate something. Oh yes, the nurse told me that ice cream was a really good idea. So I did have ice cream and I ate some of that. That really made me feel good. I put that cold ice cream on that side, just let it slide in there. And I think that helped a lot. And slowly, wasn't really hungry. I haven't been hungry for the past 3 days since I had the procedure done. And that is also part of it. So observing everything. Now, some of the things, not really hungry. I've eaten sporadically. My sleep cycle has been very deep in different hours. And when I have been awake, I haven't been fully conscious. And this is something that you also observe. It took me extra effort to concentrate. I had to cancel all of my appointments and my classes because of this. First of all, my students or my clients were not going to receive the full potential of Shaman Flavio. Also, another thing for you, if you're a healer or a practitioner, if you're not fully aligned and fully clear to act as a channel for higher information when you have somebody in front of you, you may actually pass without your knowledge and without your intent, you may pass some of the discomforts that you have along with your whatever you're channeling, because you're not pure in that moment because you're not aligned. So this is one of the first, one of the main reasons why shamans need to heal themselves first and align themselves and with who they are before they can do this work for someone else. So yeah, while I was awake, I went to the store a couple of times, spoke with some people, wasn't 100% there. Even now, as I'm talking, I feel like part of my speech is a little off. And even I can feel the stitches as I'm talking, and I'm that's affecting, of course. But all that, the altered eating, the less conscious when I was awake, the very immediate and intense desires to rest, and coming to the bedroom and resting and having a very, very deep sleep, the being less thirsty, also changes in temperature, being very, very cold at one moment, and then after eating a little, becoming very, very hot and sweating. All that are nothing more than energy patterns that are adjusting and redirecting as healing energy is going to where it's needed, and also it readjusting with what was taken out, because your body has a certain structure, and as something is externally adjusted, or somebody from the outside comes in, or something happens on the outside. Let's say, you know, you're standing there and, I don't know, something falls on you and you cut yourself. Well, that's an external stimuli that just happened, and your body immediately tries to redirect the energy in one way or another. Now, in physical ways, yeah, you can see the bleeding and then the clotting going on and the scab and all that, but energetically much more is going on. And as shamans, we focus on this energy flow and how it's being redirected, and we understand. Now, all throughout this process, I never took another pain pill, because I wanted to see what my body was going through. And I wanted to rest when it needed it, and I wanted to be less awake. If I was awake, less conscious, it was okay, I understood. And I wanted to communicate with it and send it love. And I mentioned the storm. And you see, if this had been kind of like a storm, the moment where I was in the middle of the procedure there, sitting in the doctor's office, that would have been the eye of the storm on me. But then afterwards, all that rain and all that thundering would have been the time that I was here, laying down, being less hungry, less thirsty, less conscious, maybe in pain, maybe a little bit off. All that process is the storm going through me. And now, today, when I woke up, I already felt like I'm hitting the end of the storm. I'm seeing, as you know, there's still a little rain and there's still winds, and I can still hear thunder, but it's already, the main intensity has already passed. Now is the time that I can start. I take this, and I can't, if you're going through a situation, or if you will in the future, or if you have gone through one, you will know what I'm talking about. This is the time where, okay, it's almost like, oh, I'm getting back to normal now. I'm feeling a little better. This is the time that a lot of us, if we have a busy schedule, will take maybe a pill and get back to the grind. As a shaman, I take the situation a little different. I haven't taken anything. I'm not getting back to the grind yet because I'm not fully aligned. And I don't want to force that in any sort of way, because I understand that energetically my body is redirecting energy still. So, but what I can do is, now that I feel like pretty much the energy energy lines, the ley lines, the energy, I want to say fields, but it's imagine a river, and it's almost like that river has redirected and has created already flow. The energy flow has already kind of almost readjusted itself. Now it's the time that I can start speeding up the process of healing. Not before too much, because I needed to understand in which direction my body was going to redirect its flow. But now that I feel that flow is more or less almost at a rhythm, it's not fully, I'm not out of it yet, but a little bit better, now I can start sending more love and more energy and releasing a little bit the discomforts, the headaches, because I get it now. I understand. The body has already talked to me, the physical body, and I understand. So, in shamanism, anything that has to do from the neck up, we relate it to birds and the element of air. So when I feel pain or discomfort, I visualize, or as we shamans prefer to say, I pretend that pain is almost like a piece of silk on the part of my body that it hurts, and I grab it with my hand, and I take a deep breath, and I think love and healing, and I blow it into the sky and allow an airstream to just take it far and dissolve it, like if it was some smoke from some delicious incense that I've turned on. While I'm doing this, the actual sound helps what I am imagining in my mind. So we use sound to help the visualization. So again, with my hand, grab the silk, and that silk is probably a light blue, or it might be white, or it might be almost transparent. Take a deep breath. Think love, healing, and blow into my hand. And as I'm blowing, as I'm making that sound, I am seeing that that piece of silk is going up into the sky. I'm flying like a bird away into the horizon. And that's the pain. And that's whatever energy that doesn't belong there. I'm just releasing it out lovingly, allowing it to go back into Mother Nature to recycle itself and become life force for whatever elements Mother Nature decides needed at this point. Me, I'm loving it, releasing it. One more thing, I want to talk about fear. When I opened my eyes and I felt the throbbing, the time that I felt the most pain was the second night. And it's strange because I had not taken any pain medicine the first night. But the second night when I woke up, there was a lot of discomfort in my face. Throbbing and a pain that actually extended to my head, and I had a headache. And of course, the first thing that I have mentioned is that you observe. But as a shaman and as a person that shares the experiences in with you guys, so you guys can learn and maybe pick up a tip here and there, the pain had increased. And so what I observed was that my mental body, my mind, started getting scared and anxious. It started thinking, oh my God, what if this increases? What am I going to do then? I'm going to have to take a medicine. And what if I take the medicine and this pain continues? I'm going to have to call the doctor. And if I call the doctor, oh wait, no, you know what? Let me share this with everybody around me. Let me ask what's going on, maybe in social media. Well, I actually didn't think of that, because I controlled it real fast. But if I would have let my imagination go, it probably would have gone in that direction. You know, call family members, share my anxiety, my pain, my worry, and have them get concerned and then give me some sort of advice. Take a pill, wait for the pill to work. And this is the part that I want to share with you that is so useful, not just in physical ailments, but also in our personal lives. To keep that imagination under control, especially if you have just gone through a traumatic experience, or if you're currently in an unknown situation or in a painful situation, like in my case. My mind went in that direction, and then I immediately understood what was going on. And now, just like I was being supportive to my body by listening to the pain, I became supportive to my mind. And I told it, look, it's okay. We trust, we understand, we're just communicating with the body. I love you, I love my body loves me, you love me, we all love each other here, and we're gonna work together. Mother Nature loves us, and we have loving energies around us. And we're going through this process. And we used this process to bring in evolution and knowledge and teachings. And it's going to be fine. We trust each other. We trust the universe. We trust what is going on. The second I did that, my mind calmed down. And it almost nodded with me. And I said, yeah, you're right. I do. I do trust. But what about if this, and I would keep telling it, it's okay. We're communicating. We're fine. We're listening. If the pain increases, because this is what the mind was concerned, I promise you I'll deal with it. We're not going to go through something strong, and I'll redirect it, and I will work with it energetically if it increases. But most likely it won't. Let's just observe. Let's give time to time. All this is everything that is going on right now, and this is me talking to my mind, which was chatting away, is this is the physical body letting us know that it's working on itself. Its energy is being redirected. It might be a little bit uncomfortable for a little while, but we trust the physical body because it is perfect, because it was lovingly given to us by Mother Nature. So it just went through a process. Let's give it a little time. Stay with me and trust, and let's not spend energy on this, because getting anxious, getting scared, jumping the gun and taking a pill right now, it's going to obstruct the direction of energy, the flow of energy that it wants to. And this is a good moment also for me to talk to you and about painkillers or pain medicine. Let's just say you need to experience pain. And I didn't like this at all. Let me tell you, I'm not a pain person. Okay, I'm not sympathetic towards pain or discomfort. But what if there is a certain amount of a specific type of energy that you need to go through in order to go to the next level? Whichever level that is, it could be in your physical health, it could be in your fitness, it could be in your finances, whatever it is. And if you need to experience a discomfort, then why not work with it? So this is the attitude that I took. I'm going to, okay, I'm going to put up with this a little bit, and until, you know, and I was almost communicating with my intent. I could have thought it over and I could have talked it. It would work the same. But you can also do it with your intent. My intent was, listen, you know what? I'll put up with a little pain. I'll chip in my 2 cents. I'll share it with you guys. I'll lovingly experience this with you because I know what you're going through. But think about what it means to the body if you just take a painkiller and it's doing all this work, and you're like, listen, you know what? You go through this, you feel that pain, but me, I'm disconnecting from it. I want nothing to do with that. So it's almost like you're only there with the physical body for the good things that you want for it. You know, you're using it to take you to a place or another, or to eat something delicious that you like, or to feel certain pleasures that you can use your body for. But when it is going through a difficult time, you are like, you know what? I'm just going to take this pill and energetically hang up the phone on you. And when you feel better, I'll check on you. And if you're still going through some issue, I'll take another pill. And if you're still going through some issue, I'll take another pill. Oh, wait, you're feeling good now? Oh, okay, now I'm your friend. Now I can hang out with you. So this is almost how I felt. And it's energy, remember, guys. So this is why I'm stressing this so much. And most of the times it's just fear. I mean, there was a little pain, but when I managed to talk to my mind and calm it down, tell it it's okay, we got this. This is the intention, this is what we want. And there's a purpose for this. My mind calmed down. Every once in a while, it would kick in again, and I would talk to it again. And it's a constant conscious effort to keep everything aligned. And the pain never increased. Maybe it increased a little. Maybe there was a little, kind of like a little jerk here and there. But overall, it was under control. And in a way, I can almost I pretty much believe that it was also that keeping that alignment that did not allow the pain to increase. And also when the next day happened and that pain never resurfaced because probably the healing had happened, there's a certain solidarity that you create between yourself, your physical body, your mind, and your energy body, and all of the other elements that are around you, the loving energies that are around you, and Mother Earth. There's a trust. There's a sense of harmony and of wholeness, and you participated on it. So I hope I got that part of the message, because that's really important in your development as becoming stronger and more powerful energetically. In conclusion, from a shamanic perspective, from an energetic perspective, if we could take an energy Polaroid picture of you before and after, energetically we would say that it's the old you and the new you. And now this is constantly happening. Every time we wake up every morning, it's a new person that wakes up, new opportunities, new energy. It's just so we repeat the cycles. In most of the cycles that we live in, but every time that you do something or you go through an experience, you're actually adding or subtracting from who and what you are, and in the process creating who and what you are. But when you go through a process a little more intense, something like a condition, a physical condition that is you know, having you go through pain or discomforts or anxious moments or dramatic moments, well, you really are much more intensely creating a new you. And always be very conscious that you are creating a new you, especially in those moments that are difficult. And this is not just me talking about your physical body. Let's say an argument with a loved one. Let's say a situation at work or with in business, or a situation overseas with a new country, a culture shock, or a bias that you have, or a bias that somebody has against you, a situation that is hard to handle. These are moments that immediately, when you follow a tradition like mine or another spiritual tradition, these are moments that you should take as opportunities. As you're going through that storm, the main goal should be how you evolve and what new you is going to come out of that. Because very often, let me give you an example on a negative perspective. You know, you happen to be a victim of road rage, and how you react in that situation, and what's in your heart. Is it loving? Is it construction? Is it making things better, or is it destroying and making things worse and allowing certain aspects of ugly aspects of the personality to come out? And it doesn't matter. We all make mistakes. This is the reason we're here. This is a school, and this is a school that we're all going to pass. Some of us will take a little longer, but we're all passing. We're all evolving here, want it or not. But the main thing is that when you go through a situation, at the end of the day, you want to create a new you, a better you, a more loving you, a shining you, something, a being that is much more evolved, much more in touch with its divinity and with its environment, which is also divine, which is also part of all a one. So in all processes, but especially in intense ones, remember that. Keep that in mind and make sure that that is the goal. Okay? So I'm not really sure if I'm closing this this talk very well, but I'm a little bit out of it, and I'll be communicating with you guys, and I'll probably write a little bit about this recording as well. As always, wishing you the best, and this is Shaman Flavio with HealerShaman.com.